Welcome to a podcast with Selena, where we're delving deep into the digital landscape and its impact on our kids' mental health. And I'm Selena, your friendly neighborhood digital native. Here's to guide you through the twists and turns of social media. Today, we're focusing on a topic that's near and dear to many of us: how social media affects our children's mental health. Okay, let me kick this thing off with a personal story that hit close to home. As a young adult navigating the digital world, I've seen firsthand how social media can impact lives of our children. Recently, I noticed a change in my younger brother's behavior. Once outgoing and vibrant, he started withdrawing and spending hours glued to his phone. It got me thinking, what's going on behind the screen? That's when I start digging into the research, and let me tell you, what I found was eye-opening. As I dove into research, I uncovered a wealth of information highlighting the significant correlation between social media usage and its effects on young people's mental health. Studies have revealed increased level of depression, anxiety, and addiction among youth who spend excessive time on social media platforms. So, for instance, a study conducted by Hammett and Ault found that nearly 98% of young people in Saudi Arabia use social networking sites, with a considerable percentage reporting that their social networks have negatively affected their social relationship. Additionally, social media usage and its impact on users' mental health, a longitudinal study and input to policymakers by John Lee et al. Explores the heightened depressive symptoms and anxiety associated with increased social media engagement. Particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic-induced social isolation, Metro's review, the impact of social media use of adolescent mental health, depression, and anxiety, a review, further emphasized the vulnerability of teenagers to social media's negative effects, with a 2-5% chance of developing depressive symptoms or conditions. However, it's essential to acknowledge the counterargument. While social media offers numerous benefits, it also poses potential risks. As highlighted in Is Social Media Threatening Teen Mental Health and Well-Being by Albano, certain demographic groups, such as LGBTQ youth, are at the higher risk of online bullying and harassment, underscoring the need for collaborative efforts between parents, society, and policymakers. These findings underscore the urgent need for action to address the negative impact of social media on youth. From feeling isolated to dealing with anxiety and depression, the struggle is real. Despite these challenges, there's hope on the horizon. The Impact of Social Media on Youth Mental Health, Challenges and Opportunities by Ni emphasized the importance of future investigation, focusing on understanding the specific social media experience and individual characteristic that makes certain adolescents particularly vulnerable. But here's the silver lining. As parents and caregivers, we have the power to shape our children's digital habits and create a healthier online environment. So, what can parents and caregivers do to mitigate the negative effects of social media on their children's mental health? Every adult should know how social media impacts youth mental health by Frankel, and the Effect of Social Media on Mental Health by Stapler suggests maintaining open communication or setting boundaries. Whether it's implementing screen-free zone in the house, or maybe scheduling tech-free family times, establishing limits can help strike a balance between online and offline life. Everything starts with communication. Sit down with your kids and have an open conversation about the pros and cons of social media. Share your concerns and listen to their experience. And together, you can navigate this digital landscape. And here's a tip from the trenches. Lead by examples. Show your kids what responsible social media use look like by modeling healthy habits and prioritizing face-to-face interaction. If you start noticing warning signs like changes in mood or behavior, don't hesitate to intervene. Sometimes a little digital detox can work wonders for mental health well-being. By applying these recommendations into daily routines, caregivers and individuals can foster a healthier and more balanced approach to social media among youth, thereby enhancing the positive aspect of online environments and promoting overall mental health well-being. So to all the parents and caregivers out there, let's work together to empower our children to navigate the digital age with confidence and resilience. That's all for today's episode of Podcast with Selena. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, with open communication and proactive measures, we can create a safer and healthier online world for young people. Until next time, take care and happy parenting!